settle down. Two kids in a swimming pool. I'm not brave. Tried hell. What would you recommend I do?
The other side of the loop. And just move.
This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like. It's just a fond farewell.
Ray!
Speaking of Nirvana, it was there. Rare as the feathers on my dash from a phoenix. There with my crooked teeth and companions sleeping, yeah. Dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of the dream of the thought that could think of dreaming and getting a glimmer of God. I'd be dreaming and dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of dreaming a dream where I cannot. Where I cannot.
Less morose and more present. Dwell on my gifts for a second, a moment. One solar flare will consume, so why not? Spin this flammable paper on the film that's my life. High flights, inhale the vapor, exhale once and think twice. Eat some shrooms, maybe have a good cry about you. See some colors, light hang glide off the moon.
In the dark, in the dark. I do. In the dark, I do for you. In the dark, I do for you. In the dark, I do for you. In the dark, I do for
anything for you. Anything for you.
WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Bob Angel, in for Joyce the Voice this afternoon from 3 until 5 o'clock. Then Chris will be in a little bit later on. I told you on Facebook that I'm flying by the seat of my pants, and that's what I'm doing, so I can use all the help I can get. See you guys. feel free to request on the Modern Day Listener line. It's on Bob Angel is my page, A-N-G-E-L-L. All you do is follow it, and then look for the WMFO logo, and just request away. You'll be able to do that. 4 minutes after 3, let's get started. I like to keep it light. Do a little comedy to start off the show with Cheech and Chong.
And welcome to
White World of Sports,
brought to you by
Budweiser,
Breakfast of Champions.
Remember, when you're out of Bud,
Tough Schlitz. And also by
Pit Stop, the all-day deodorant for people who can't afford to wait.
And today we journey to
Sofia, Bulgaria,
where we're going to be watching
the United States High School Championship basketball game
between
the East Westchester North Stars, champions of the Southern Conference,
against
the Bloods from Rappbau Memorial High School in Newark, New Jersey.
And tonight we will be talking to
Coach JoJo Bubba Jr.,
otherwise known as
Amguana Kick Booty.
Take it away, Red.
Howdy, this is Red Blazer, and I'm here courtside with the coach of the Bloods. Tell us, coach, how are you going to get your boys up for tonight's game?
I want to get booty.
That's right, and I'm Red Blazer, and we're here courtside with the coach of the Bloods. Coach, let's talk about your record.
My record?
That's right.
The hell you want to bring that up for, man?
Well,
hell, I thought you wanted to talk about basketball, man. Now, I did my time, man. I paid my debt to society,
no,
man.
I don't need
to be talking about my record, man.
Well, wait a minute, Coach.
How the hell I know she was 13?
No, Coach, you misunderstand me.
She looked 15 anyway.
Coach, what we meant is your one loss record. Now, you're the winningest coach in the history of high school basketball.
That's right.
And your team has won over 455 games this season alone.
That's right.
And your star center, Tyrone Shoelaces, is averaging over 132 points a game.
That's wrong.
Wrong?
Yeah, he's averaging over 132 points a game.
Oh, that's right. Coach, let's talk about Shoelaces for a bit. Here's a boy who's only 4'11", yet he leads the league in rebounding.
That's right.
Assists.
That's
scoring,
right.
Scoring.
That's
scoring
right.
Scoring over 65 points a game.
That's right.
He seems like he does everything but sell popcorn during halftime.
No, he don't sell popcorn.
Well, tell us, what is the secret of his success? What makes him such a great basketball player?
Well, why don't you just ask him that yourself? Come on over here, Tyrone. Come on over here. The man here want to talk to you.
Tyrone, hello. Glad to meet you, son. Tyrone, what makes you such a great basketball player?
What makes me such a great basketball player? Well, that's simple. I got a basketball Jones.
You hear that? He got a basketball Jones.
A basketball Jones? What's a basketball Jones?
Go on and tell him what a basketball Jones is, Tyrone.
What's a basketball Jones? That's simple. A basketball Jones is when you love basketball so much, you are like a junkie. Basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones! Got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line. Give them gold and not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help.
jukebox music.
It's only music, all of jukebox music. Music, all of jukebox music. Music, all of jukebox music.
Letting everyone know you're a cruel and
hide, 'cause I'm gonna confide in the first one I see. When I finally break free from this crazy relationship,
Nothing political there. 91.5 WMFO with Ben Harper and Innocent Criminals. And call it what it is, murder. And, of course, a lot of current events wrapped up in that song. And Ben Harper's been putting out some great stuff. A lot of music. That one from... that was this year's release. Call It What It Is. Great. Before that, from the Wasted album, Lucas Nelson, Son of Willie. And POTR, Promise of the Real. We heard Heart of the Matter, Request for Sharon up there in Maine. And I've forgotten what town she lives in now. She used to live in Sanford. And, you know, I can't remember what town up there in Maine she's listening in. But we thank her for listening and making such a great request. The Kinks, Jeff Myers, we wanted to hear jukebox music. So we did, and I wanted to hear Cheech and Chong, a little light stuff to get things going with White World of Sports and Basketball Jones. Remember when that came out? Are you old enough to remember when that came out? And it's amazing that George Harrison plays on that record. A lot of great artists. Carole King plays on that record. I think that's Jim Keltner or Jim Gordon on drums. Can't remember which one of those guys is on there, but... an all-star cast, for sure. Cheech and Chong. 326, Bob Angel in for Joyce the Voice. Thanks so much for being here. We've got, this crappy day is almost over. Woke up cold, dank. A lot of people saw snow this morning. Not around Boston, but just cold, clammy, you know, just an awful day. And it's not going to improve. Well, it is going to improve. We are going to get partly sunny skies tomorrow with temperatures in the 40s. Friday, look out. Sunshine, temperatures only in the 20s. It's that time of year. 39 degrees in Medford on the campus of Tufts University.
Okay, gang. So chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, we having fun yet? I hope so. 3:28, and let's do some live. Not live, you know, the band, live. It always confused every DJ that ever worked.
Into love, the God. Into fear, the flame. Into burn, the crowd that has a name.
Now we're on.
to love a god and to fear a flame and to burn a love that has a name. I will, I want, I've read, I'm taught, I know, I'm man and man boy. Now it won't be raised, hey, now it won't be scarred like that, hey, now it won't be raised, hey, now it won't be scarred like that, hey, hey, nah, nah, nah.
Yo, bring it on down.
got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you. And this time I know it's real. The feeling that I feel. I know if I put my mind to it.
Set on you, set on you. I got
That's 91.5 WMFO. And Keith Richards from his most recent album, Cross-Eyed Heart. And Trouble is a song we heard. And of course, I'm meaning to play something from Lonesome and Blue. Blue and Lonesome, excuse me. The release from the Rolling Stones that just came out on Friday. Before 5 o'clock, let's do a track from that we haven't heard before. George Harrison was before Keith with Got My Mind Set on You. That was one of the first singles he bought when he came to the United States. Most of you probably know the story. George came before the rest of the Beatles. He came in the fall of 63 to visit his sister and some other relatives. I guess he was in St. Louis, and that's where he picked up the a single version of Got My Mind Set on You. Can't remember who the original artist was for that. Beck did Loser and Selling the Drama live from their Throwing Copper album. Well, it's 3:44. Bob in for Joyce, and thank you so much for making these requests. I mentioned that I'm not really getting my groove that I usually have going by now, because I usually have something, at least something, planned out. This one came about, this show came about kind of at the last second, so I'm really needing your help. All those requests that you put on Facebook, I'm looking at them, believe me. And it's songs like this that kind of get me moving, get me in the groove, so to speak. Jim Colomito wanted to hear Heart, 91.5 WMFO.
Stay. my chest got tight and I tumbled in. She said, hey baby, hold my hand out on the wire. Oh, I'm telling you the whole thing is just a breaking of desire. You'll inevitably hold on because you always do. Gotta walk that wire. I'm not made of steel. Somebody save me from myself. I'm just a man, alright, and I'm fumbling. With all this faded light, maybe the moment to make my move. You hold your breath so tight as we're tumbling. And I said, hey baby, hold my hand out. I've been telling you the whole time, it's just the breaking of desire. Now I promise to be brave too, because you've earned that right. Gotta walk that wire.
That a lot. Boy and Bear, 91.5 WMFO, and the song was Walk the Wire from their 2015 album Limit of Love. I think I first heard that from Daddy-O, you know? Mike on the mic. Hey, Mike, I don't know, maybe it was back in the BCN Freeform Rock days. I can't remember. But I'm pretty sure that that was one of the bands that Mike Costa shared with us, and there it is. You can, and he was on last Sunday with Mike on the Mic. Another great show on WMFO every Saturday morning, 9 to 11. Check out Mike on the Mic. And I stop by that show every once in a while as well. Mr. Jones before that from Counting Crows and their debut album, August and Everything After. From Dreamboat Annie. That was the debut for, I guess we had a theme going there. From Heart, White Lightning and Wine. And Far From, the debut from Keith Richards, started us off, but it is his latest solo effort. Cross-Eyed Heart is his 2015 album. We heard Trouble. Oh, I'm in trouble today. It's 3:57 right now, and 3 minutes away from 4 o'clock. Bob in for Joyce until 5 o'clock, and then it's Chris will be coming in. And also, I wanted to... Oh, yeah, I already told you about Mike on the Mic on Saturday. Mike, am I invited back there?
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Wise words indeed. 3:57. I'm Bob Angel. This is a request for Jethro Tull. Nothing is easy. It's one of those days for me where nothing is easy.
place.